Good evening, Wahoos, and welcome, ACC fans. This is Frank Maloney with my co-host, Jim Hobgood. Welcome, everybody. It's been sort of a wild weather weekend, and today it looked dicey at times. Anyhow, in recent weeks, the UVA tennis team finally won an emotional team victory over UCLA to claim their first NCAA championship. Hooray for Brian Bolden and the Cavs. More on that later. This weekend, the young UVA baseball team hosted another super regional. The weather wreaked havoc with the games in Charlottesville. And last night, UVA trailed Mississippi State 5-3 in the seventh when the umpires cleared the field. The rain really started coming down, and then there were lightning strikes at and around the facilities. And for some reason, I think this is something that we need to look into one of these days. They cleared the stadium and sent all the people out of the parking lot, and that's where the lightning strikes were. So I really don't know that policy. I think everybody would have been safer inside the stadium. Play resumed today at 4 o'clock, and UVA made a valiant effort. Unfortunately, they were unable to overcome the deficit, and despite some heroics in the ninth inning, they lost 6-5 to Mississippi State. Wahoos have a great team coming back next year. They only lose a few players. And hats off to Mississippi State. They played well, although some of their fans were kind of annoying. Anyway, glad that you've joined us tonight.
Indeed, that is the case. This is Hobbo. This is our last bonus show of season four. So the baseball season ended today. Unfortunately, we were hoping the baseball season would extend beyond Who's Talking, but they're finishing up the same time that we are. So last show for us until we start season five in August. Again, as Frank said, more about that later. We're going to start the first segment with a discussion of baseball. As Frank indicated, he was at the game on Saturday and Sunday, was not able to go in over for the two innings today, watch that on TV. So we'll be talking about the baseball super regional as well as the whole season. And then in our second segment, as Frank alluded to, UVA head coach and NCAA championship head coach, Brian Bolden. I think that was one of the real reasons that we wanted to do this show. We had a feeling that this was going to be the year for Brian, so it'll be fun to welcome him on officially as an NCAA champion. And then second half hour tonight, someone that I think our listeners always enjoy hearing from, Chris Horn, will give us some recruiting news on primarily football, but I guess there's at least one little tidbit on basketball. And there are a number of ways to follow the show, and Frank will tell you about that right now.
Who's Talking is streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. We also encourage everyone to post comments via Facebook. Just search Who's Talking and become a fan. All of our previous shows are archived on thesaber.com. Also tonight, you're welcome to call in 804-345-0910. That's 345-0910. Love to exchange thoughts and answer your questions or listen to your opinions. So feel free to call in.
Particularly in this first segment as we discuss the baseball team and the season. As I said a few moments ago, Frank was at the game Saturday and Sunday evening. So your assessment?
Well, first off, I thought these games this weekend really didn't even come close to reflecting how terrific this team and the program has been over the last, say, 6 or 7 years. Uncharacteristic errors in the field, confusing plate appearances for some players. I didn't see any real base running errors, but pitching was off. And, I think Brian O'Connor stated very cleanly and clearly after today's game in those comments where he just said this whole thing was kind of uncharacteristic. Virginia did not play their best baseball when they needed to play it. And it can happen. This is a young team. After all, Reed, Greg Nanny, Jarrett King, Scott Silverstein are the only seniors moving on. It's anticipated that Kyle Crockett, the terrific reliever, is going to turn professional, although that decision has not been announced. Everybody else is coming back. It's a young team.
Well, I mean, I think we have to go back to when we had Coach O'Connor on before the season even started. I think there was a lot of thought that this was almost like a rebuilding year. and they get as high as fifth in the poll. Was fifth as high as they ever got?
They only racked up 50 wins.
Yeah, 50 wins, third most in school history. You get to the Super Regional, and if you get to the Super Regional and you're playing at home and you don't go to the College World Series, there's a level of disappointment. But when you look at the overall body of work, it's another great year for Brian O'Connor.
On top of that, Virginia went down to Chapel Hill and won 2 of 3 against Carolina down there just a few short weeks ago, and had the lead in the other game and could easily have swept the number one ranked Tar Heels on their field.
Now, of course, the one thing Coach O'Connor needs to figure out is we don't like losing to the Hokies, we're going to do a little better job.
I just think that was an aberration. This team this season probably overachieved to a large degree. I think next year will be very interesting because 3 unbelievably strong pitching prospects come to Charlottesville. The Roberts kid, whose older brother has played at Virginia and threw the perfect game, no less. That young man from the Richmond area can throw the ball. Connor Jones is a pitcher that I'm surprised he's not turning pro. He throws 95-mile-an-hour fastball. So those two guys, and there's a third pitcher whose name escapes me, but, 3 terrific pitchers coming in and a number of other players that are highly touted. And, I think some of the players on this roster are going to be pushed.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing about baseball, you play all those games, but it's almost becoming like NCAA basketball in that you're judged by your play in the tournament. You're judged by how many times you go to the tournament. And did I hear right that this is 10 consecutive years Virginia's gone to the NCAA tournament, and I think 4 out of 5 super regionals.
Yep.
So 2 College World Series. Unfortunately, it won't be a third in 5 years this year, but nevertheless, just a tremendous record being established by Brian O'Connor and his staff.
Oh, no doubt. And Virginia is very fortunate to have that coaching staff. Carl Kuhn, the pitching coach, he's awesome. He never takes off that that wind shirt that has got to be kind of hot.
If it's 90 and humid, he's still got
it on.
He's
still got it on. You never see him in his uniform. Ken McMullen is a terrific hitting coach, and obviously Brian O'Connor knows just about everything you need to know to run a good, tight, winning program. And, long story short, this team really was very successful. They took 2 out of 3 in the ACC tournament. They won almost every series they played this year.
When you look at the College World Series, a number of home teams, including Vanderbilt, who I think was the overall number 2 seed. I guess Carolina's playing South Carolina tonight in the rubber game.
Their back is against the wall a little bit.
So that potentially they could get eliminated. Florida State obviously got knocked out. They were one of the seeded teams. So there were like 4 or 5 seeded teams of the 8 that are not going to be going to Omaha. So, baseball's, as you said earlier, on a given day, anything can happen.
Well, it was how the umpire calls strikes and balls. There was a big third strike called in the 9th inning, and I'm trying to remember who the hitter was. I think it was Jarrett King. I think so. Ball on the outside of the plate called strike 3. And that was right after Pappy had walked. And to King's credit, he didn't confront the official and get in his face, because that ball was almost a foot off the plate. That was not a close pitch. Unfortunately, Derek Fisher came up, and he was in a terrible slump, and he grounded out to the third baseman. And that ended just to wrap up and put a bow on the baseball. Had to be proud of the baseball team. Remarkable year. 50 wins is nothing to sneeze at any time. There were years, not that many years ago, where Virginia was lucky to win 20-some games, or even 30 games. To win 50 games is remarkable. And this team swept right through the regional like a hot knife through butter and won 3 straight games and just ran into a tough, determined Bulldog team that let's face it, the Bulldogs barely lost to Florida, I think, 2 years ago in that Super Regional. So they've been there, and this was a veteran Bulldog team, and
They had some hot hitters too. The kid on Saturday went Frazier. 6 for 6.
Oh yeah, he was.
That's pretty impressive in any league.
And he was hot last night.
Yeah.
The only thing that stopped him was the weather delay. Looking at Virginia going forward, almost the entire team is back. Good pitching coming in. O'Connor's got a lot to be excited about. And Virginia baseball fans, heck, they sold out every major home ACC series and record crowds this weekend for the NCAA baseball.
Well, I mean, you've reached the point with Brian O'Connor that you expect that they're going to be a top 20 team year in, year out, and they're going to go to the tournament every year. And on good years, we're going to go to the College World Series. So that's the kind of program you want to build.
Very good. All right. We've got Brian Bolin, the UVA tennis coach, coming in after this break. Stay with us. You're listening to Who's Talking? Mm-hmm.